This is the conclusion of Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science, Unit 6, covering databases and SQL. In this lecture, we will begin with discussion around basic SQL statements such as select, insert, update, and delete. We will also cover SQL clauses and functions that will enhance the basic SQL statements. From basic statements, we will progress to some advanced SQL statements that fall within the basic SQL standard. Finally, we will look at transaction processing, where multiple SQL statements can be loaded into the DBMS and executed as a group. The SQL statement that retrieves data from the database is SELECT. Statements that retrieve data from the database are called queries. In the general form shown here, you list the attributes that you want to see after the keyword SELECT. The output from the database by the query is called a projection. The data is projected from the database by the SQL query statement. The table that should be used is stipulated in the FROM clause. On this slide is a SELECT statement that projects the attributes inst name, institution name, and inst contact, institution contact, from the clinical trial testing institution. This one statement will project all of the inst names, institution names, and inst contacts, institution contacts, that are in the table. If there are 1 million rows in the table, the SQL SELECT statement will return 1 million records in the record set. Another commonly used clause is the WHERE clause. This clause will set criteria that will limit the projection from the database query. In the example, we are limiting the projection of the SELECT statement so that only inst names, institution names, and inst contacts, institution contacts, are projected where the inst contact, institution contact, is the number 72188-23843. This might return nothing at all if the value doesn't exist in the attribute, or it might be one too many occurrences since inst contact, institution contact, is not the primary key and isn't required to be unique. Another clause is the order by clause. This clause will sort the projection on inst name, institution name. The sort order is not shown, so the default, ASC for ascending, will be applied. Descending, DESC, is the alternate sort order. There are many more clauses and keywords, as this slide illustrates. Some are used more often than others. They are all useful for particular tasks. Functions carry out routine operations on the data in the database. A common and necessary operation is to count the number of records in the record set returned by a query. The query shown on this slide will return all the rows in the clinical trial testing institution table. This means that the count will show how many rows are in that table. The asterisk can be used when a particular attribute is not being counted. You should get the same count, for instance, if you place the primary key attribute in the parentheses instead of the asterisk, since the primary key is a mandatory attribute. There are many more functions, as this slide illustrates. Some are more specialized than others. In order for the user to get all of the data that they are looking for, it is often necessary to join tables together, because no one table contains all the data. Joining tables together is accomplished by matching primary key values from one table to foreign key values in another table. An inner join is accomplished by matching primary to foreign key values and including the matched data in the joined result. An equijoin, or inner join, gets its name from the fact that an equal sign is used to match primary key to foreign key values from tables. In an equijoin, duplicate values or attributes can exist in the join. A natural join matches key values and only includes rows with common values in the joined result. Duplicates are eliminated. In an outer join, not only are matched pairs included in the joined result, but unmatched pairs of attribute key values are also included in the result. This slide shows an example of an inner join. In this select statement, trial code and drug name FK from a table called trial are being included in the join result. But so are inst name, institution name, and inst contact, institution contact, from a table called clinical trial testing institution. When performing a join, it is important to include a match test for the primary key to foreign key. This is accomplished with the where clause. The test for inst name, institution name in the clinical trial testing institution with the inst name, institution name FK in the trial table is mandatory to make sure that only the data that the user wants from the join tables will be projected into the join result. The join result is further limited by a test for trial code less than 4,000, but this test is not necessary for the join. However, the test for primary to foreign key is necessary. Notice the use of alias designations for the two tables. In the from clause, clinical trial testing institution is being designated with the letter C and trial with the letter T. You can then use these letters as qualifiers in the rest of the select statement to indicate which table the attribute name belongs. Thus, T trial code means the trial code in the trial table. If the two tables happen to have identical attribute names, the alias will tell the DBMS which table value to use. Sometimes it is necessary to embed one query inside another. The output of the embedded query is used as output to the other query. A query with an embedded query is called a subquery. There is no end to the number of queries that can be embedded. In many subqueries, execution begins with the most embedded query and continues with the next higher up query, and so on, until the starting query is reached and executed. Now we will write a subquery example. Let's say that a user wants to find the institutions in Denver with a trial resource of NSF. One way to do this would be to execute two separate queries. One query would find the institutions in Denver, and the other would find trial cost resource rows with NSF. We would then take the two results and manually find rows that appear on both projections. But why do that when we can execute a subquery that will give us just what we are looking for? We will need to take the two separate queries and combine them. If we embed the query that finds the trials that have a trial cost resource of NSF inside the query that finds institutions in Denver, and the query that finds the institutions in Denver is only looking in the projection of NSF-funded trials, then the final projection will be what we are looking for, nothing more and nothing less. The next slide shows this subquery. Notice that the subquery to find the trial resource cost of NSF is in parentheses, making it obvious that the top query is using the result of the other query as its input. So starting at the bottom, the query against the trial table for resource cost of NSF finds all the matches for NSF in its rows and projects the associated inst name, institution name, FK, or institution names. This projection is then used by the other query when it does its matching on Denver, Colorado. Thus, the final projection is for rows that have resource cost funding of NSF and are located in Denver. What is projected is the institution name. See inst name, institution name. This is exactly what the user asked for. You can manipulate the data in the database with three commonly used SQL statements, insert, update, and delete. Insert adds a row of data to the database. Update allows you to change existing data within the database, for example, when a patient has a change of address or if the data within the database is found to be incorrect. Delete must be used carefully since deleted data is not retrievable. And if the delete statement is written incorrectly, large amounts of data can be deleted inadvertently. When SQL is stored in a procedure to be executed at a later time, it is called a transaction. A transaction can be composed of multiple SQL statements. SQL executed outside of a transaction is executed immediately. One significant difference with transaction processing is that a SQL delete statement can be backed out as long as the SQL commit statement has not been executed. Of course, a big advantage of a transaction is that SQL statements that are commonly executed together do not have to be re-entered each time the user wants to perform the operation. Instead, the user can simply execute the transaction. In summary of this unit, storage within a database has many advantages over other alternatives and over methods of storage of the past. A data sublanguage called SQL or Structured Query Language is a standard that all DBMS products use to store, retrieve, change, and delete data and data structures within a database. The database itself, along with its associated tables, attributes, relationships, and keys, is created using SQL. SQL can be stored as a batch procedure that can be executed any time it is deemed appropriate. Designing a database through the process of data modeling will make data retrieval more efficient. The data model uses ER diagrams that indicate entities, attributes, and relationships between entities. Relationships between tables are created by connecting tables through primary to foreign key matches. Relationships allow the user to retrieve data in one query from multiple tables. Various insertion, update, and deletion anomalies in a database are addressed through a process called normalization. Many anomalies are solved by splitting tables of data apart into more than one table. While there are many levels of database normalization, only the first three are commonly employed. All relational databases have a database management system of software that administers the database. The DBMS receives and interprets all SQL statements that are executed against the database. The DBMS stores and knows about all SQL transactions and can execute them on command. A database development lifecycle involving six phases is often used when developing a new database or when changing an existing database. The phases are specification gathering, design, testing, implementation, maintenance, and modification.